Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Vayetze. Tonight's shiur is dedicated for Shlema to Rav Shmuel Yaakov ben Chayesori, Ruchum Rosenberg's father, Shabbat for Shlema Bekarov. In the beginning of this week's Seder, we know that Yaakov is running away from his brother Esav in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, and he has a vision, a dream, where he sees HaKadosh Baruch on the top of the ladder with the angels going up and down, we know. And at the end, Yaakov takes a neder. It says in source one, Parshas Vayetze, Perek Chof Ches Bereishis, Pasuk Chof, Vayida Yaakov neder lemor, he took a neder. In Yalo Kim Adif, Hashem will be with me, and Shmarani Baderach Hazeh, he'll protect me on this way that I'm going. And Benosni Lechem Lechol, Vayri Lubo, shall have what to eat, what to wear. And eventually, in Pasuk Chof Ala, B'Shav, B'Shalom Beis Avi, right, I'll return in peace. So, Pasuk of Beis, well, Evan has also, Shesamti Matseva, this stone, which I've set up as some sort of an altar, Yeh Beis Elokim, Echol Asher, Titan Li Aser, Asven Eloch, I'll give one-tenth of my possessions. It is a famous psukim. It's famous also because it's one of the makoros, the idea of giving a certain 10%, one-tenth of a person's possessions, if it's talking and so on. But for our purposes now, it's Yaakov takes a neder. And the phrase is Vayidar Yaakov neder lemor. What's the lemor here? And that's usually what you're telling somebody. He was talking to himself, right? So the Medrash says here in Bereishis Rabba Parshas Ayin Siman Aleph, verse 2, Vayidar Yaakov neder lemor mielokim adi, etc. Mahu lemor, lemor ledoros. Kedei sheyu no dream beis tzaroson. This is a message for all time. Lemor, like Vayidaber Hashem Hashem lemor. That implies a message for the future as well. And here the message for the future is that it's acceptable, if not even more than acceptable, it's even proper to take a neder, to promise, to commit to do something when you find yourself in an eis tzara, a time of great need, a time of pressure and so on. A person can take a neder. That's what the Medrash says. The Chizkuni, one of the Rishonim, a commentary on the Chumash, the Talmud of Rashba, the Cheskuni writes, here in Vayetze Perkhov Ches Pasachov, Vayetze Yaakov Nedev, Im Tomar, V'arminan Tol Mizeh Sheinav Nedev, Eino Noder Kol Ikar. Don't we have a Gemara? We'll see in a moment that it's not proper to take Nedarim. It's not proper to take vows and make commitments. Very easy to forget. People say things loosely all the time. I promise I'll do this. I swear. I promise I'll get back in 3 minutes, right? We've all done that. I swear I'll get right back to you. You know, we know what happens and you forget about it. So it's a bad idea sometimes to take a Nedev because it's very easy to forget. So the Gemara says, we'll see in a moment, it's not good to take a neder. So what's the meaning of this neder that Yaakov took? That's under ordinary circumstances. Under ordinary circumstances, bad idea to make a pledge or to take a neder. But we see from Yaakov, says the Chizkuni, we see from Yaakov that when a time of tzara, when you're in a time of some pressing, needy situation, somebody's sick or some other great need, so it's proper to take a proper in such a circumstance to take a neder. Now, what's the Gemara that the Chizkun is referring to? So it's a Gemara in Chulin, among other places, but the Gemara darshans, the psukim about Nedarim and the Chumash. The Daf Yomi is learning the Dharma, I think, right? So some of the stuff will be relevant to people studying Daf Yomi. But the Gemara says, the Torah says in Parashat Kiseitze, Dvarim Perchav Gimel Pasachav Beis, Kisido Neder Hashem HaKecha Lo Sach El Hashem. If you take a neder to commit to give something, don't delay. Because if you'll delay and you'll forget about it and so on, it's considered to be a chait. Chav Gimel says, if you don't take a neder in the first place, then you won't sin. Right? Kisech dal, you stop taking the dharm, then it won't be a sin. A related pasuk appears in Sefer Koheles, Megillas Koheles, Perek Hei, Pasuk Gimel, source 5, Kasher tidor neder lakim al tacher l'shamu. Similar idea. Kein chavis baksim, eso sher tidor shalim. You make a neder, then pay up. Right? Pay up the debt. But Pasuk Dalad there in Koheles Perek Hei says, Tova shalosidor, mishetidor, velos shalim. Better not to take a neder in the first place than take a neder not to pay up. So putting this all together, the Gemara in the first Daf in Chulin, Daf Beis Manaf in Chulin, the bottom of the page going over to Beis Manaf, says, on the one hand, the Pasuk says, if you'll stop and take the Dharma, it won't be a sin, won't be a sin. And the implication of that, as Rashi points out, it says, you'll stop taking the Dharma, it won't be a sin. The reverse of that, the other side of that, meaning, if you do take an ad, there will be a sin. If you stop, it won't be a sin. The implication, says Rashi, Ha'im Tidor, Yebachachet. And Uchsivit also says in Kohelet, going back to that Gemara in Source 6, Tova Shalosidor, Mishitidor, Velosidor, Shalim, right? And again, as Rashi says, Tovar Shalosh Sidor, he quotes the previous pasuk as well, which I printed in source 5, Parakei Pasuk Gimel. So Tovar Shalosh Sidor le'el min ekziv esas shetidol shalem. Afilo hachi, the point of the juxtaposition is two things, that even so, afilo hachi, even if you're going to pay, the first pasuk, look back in 5, says, esas shetidol shalem, that's the last phrase, Parakei Pasuk Gimel Kohel, pay up, well, you know, pay your debt, but even so, even if you take a neder and you fulfill a neder, and you can fulfill your pledge, nevertheless, says Rashi, afilo hachi, Tova shelo sidor. It's better not to take a neder in the first place. Shema tidor velo sishalim. But otherwise, you might, by mistake, take a neder and not pay up, not to honor the pledge. Sorry?
Zell. Do you
have to pay by Zell? Someone, if you can mute, there's some interference here. If everyone can mute, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. It's good to pay up and honor your pledge, but apparently, it's better not to pledge in the first place. That's what emerges in this Gemara. Okay. And Vitanya, therefore, the Bryce says back in 6, the Gemara on the bottom of Bezim and Alphan Chul, in source 6, it says, Vitanya, Tov, Mizel, Mizel, the best thing is Shein on Noda Kalikar, not to take an out in the first place. That's the best of all possible. The best thing is, Tov, Mizel, Mizel, Sushasim, Noda Mishalim, with Avena Mishalim, right? You can take an out and not pay up your pledge. You can take an out and yes, pay up your pledge. The best thing is, don't take the out in the first place. Okay. Divra Meir. Yudah Omer told me, Zem, he no, the Mishalim. No, the best is to take a neder and to be Mishalim. That's even better. But, Mafilu, Rabbi Yehuda, lo, karma, elaba, Omer, harezu, abel, Omer, elai, lo. That's only if you say what we call harezu. Harezu is an expression when you take, you say this particular item, I'm a donut, we don't take it upon yourself. Not chayav achrayus. Rashi explains the details, which is more than we need to do for right now. Even he, the point is that even he limits it. Even Rabbi Yehuda, limits it, urges you not to take another. If you do, and you pay up, it's good under certain circumstances. Okay, right? Then Rashi explains why. Why is it such a bad idea to take another? Again, because source 8, on Bezim, Bezim, and Chulun, Aval Omer Harel Ilo, Dilma Poshu Lo Mekayim, because you end up forgetting, okay? You'll sin, and you'll end up not fulfilling. Okay, again, the Makor sheets, I think, are in the chat. So, and I also sent them out, John sent them out. I apologize for the confusion. Anyway, so that's the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Beis. So Tos is there on Beis, in Chulin. After this whole discussion, Tos says, one second. If what emerges in the Gemara, that's not proper to take a neder. See, what about Yaakov Avinu? What about our parsha here by Yetzi? V'haksiv, either Yaakov neder, v'haksiv, another pasuk in Yonah, after Yonah, you know, printed it, so it's 10 parak bays of Yonah pasuk yud. Yonah's in the belly of the fish, you know, in the whale's belly. See, he davens and he takes a neder and it says, "Asher nadarti ashalema, I'll pay up my neder." So what do you mean? I thought you're not supposed to take a neder in the first place. So Tosus answers. They are in the chulin bays and bays. The end of that Tosus. Divam asli aval. Divam asli aval. Whereas v'yei shlomar. The Bishas Tzara Shari. Oh, that's different. That Gemara is told by the Neder in general. You shouldn't be so quick to swear and to promise, to make pledges and take oaths. That you shouldn't do. But Tosa says, no, but Be'ez Tzara, like we see in our Medrash, Tosa quotes the Medrash Rabbi here in Parshas Vayetze. Kedarmina Bebracious Rabbi, Vayide Yaakov, Neder Lemor, Lemor Ladoros, Chunodrim Be'ez Tzara. Oh, so we see that if there's an Ace Tzara, a particular need, a pressing circumstance, so then it is proper to take a note. It's not a contradiction to what it says in that Gemara in Chulin on Daf Beis. Okay? And therefore, we find the Rishonim, for example, Rabbeinu Yonah. In Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel Oz Ayin Dalet, Source 11. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, V'nei Tavina Shol Lindor Nadarim. In general, we're not supposed to take Nadarim. And it quotes the Psukim that we mentioned and the Gemara in a few places, right? That it's when I quote it from Chulin, it's also in the Dharm. It's in a few I quote it from Chulin. I want to show you that Tosis, but it's in a few places. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains why in the second line of 11, this is in Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva Shari Gimelos Ayin Dal Ki Aneder Michshol If Ne Aneder. It's a Michshol. It's a stumbling block because you'll forget Pen Yachal Dvar or Yachal Hashem. You'll pay it up, but you'll be late. You'll delay and so on. Amal Tzadik Chonav and Osim Bilti Shida. Right? Okay. Zulasi Kasha Yikra Min Ametzar Ki Oz Yidoneder Min Ametzar. Right? You're in a narrowed straits. You're in a tough situation. Then you can take a neder. In other words, that rule is a general rule. Avoid making pledges and making the dharma and so on. But it's only financial. I can take an edit to do this or to fast or whatever other things. Any type of edit, don't do it unless you're in a pressing circumstance. Kenyan Chikosov says the Renyona, our pasuk, Vayida Yaakov, Nedele Mor. And another thing which you can do to strengthen people, different point. Now, the Meiri as well, the Meiri on that Gemara Nadarim on Beis Manav, you didn't see the Gemara, but the Omasu, can you drink share? The Meiri also writes, he has a little bit different angle. Miri says, even by Yaakov, it wasn't exactly a neder. Again, they're struggling here, you know, with the notion that the Chazal seemed to discourage people taking the darim, and yet Yaakov took a neder. So the Miri kind of gets out of it by saying, well, it wasn't exactly a neder that Yaakov took. It does use the words, Vayida Yaakov, but it means it was kind of nidva slave, you know, it was out of generosity of his heart, it showed his bitochen. And, you know, his willingness to acknowledge our Kodesh Baruch Hu, it fetches out, it wasn't exactly a neder. And a you know, real neder is not a good idea to take. And the truth is, the Gemara says later in the Dharma, Chav Beis Amadal, 13, Dharma Shmuel, Afal Pish Shemekaimo Nikra Rosh. Wow. Even if you take a neder and you fulfill your pledge, you keep your word. Nevertheless, you're a Rosh. Amar Bamaikro, Bechi Sech Talinda, Olo Yevachachet. That's the pasuk from before. Now we had... On a previous page, that was a pasuk in Parshas Re, Parshas Kiseitzem, Perchav Gimel, pasuk Chav Gimel. Chisech Talindor, lo yachet. If you won't take in the dorm, then it won't be a chet. And again, Rashi there in the dorm, Chav Beis Manalav says in 14. That's a question whether Rashi in the dorm is really Rashi, whatever it is. Says Michlal di Nadar va'avad le'ika chet. If you took a neder, even if you honored your neder, you kept your word, still it's considered to be a chet. Therefore, we find in the Shulchan Aruch the following. Kind of like wrapping it up. Hilchos Nedarim, this is your Ardea Simon Reish Gimel, 15 Sif Aleph, Al Tehi Ragil B'Nedarim. Don't be free, kind of, don't frequent take Nedarim. Call on Noder Afal Pishim Akamo Nikra Rosh, Nikra Chote. It's not a bad thing. Okay, you'll consider it a Rosh, you'll consider it a Chote. But notice that the Shulchan Aruch says, Al Tehi Ragil B'Nedarim. He leaves the door open once in a while. Sometimes, but don't be one of these people flippantly always making pledges and committing to do this and that and the other thing, and they're not able to honor. What you commit? That's in Sif Aleph. And Sif Hey,
Rabbi, doesn't the Ramban I think say a la Torah that Yaakov's neder wasn't a conditional neder per se? Like wasn't like right. A typical. So therefore, it wouldn't even fall into this category. He didn't say like in Yehiel him that he Bishmarani. Like not really. It means if you should be with me because I want to do this, but not like if you right, do so this.
I didn't quote the Ramban. Yeah, that's the Miri. That head back into well, that's more or less the Miri saying same. Right. Yeah. But anyway, the truth is though, nonetheless, that the Shulchan Aruch does say. In Simon Reish Gimel, the Ardei Sif Hey, second part of 15, Be'ez Tzora Mutter Lindor. By an Ez Tzora, it's Mutter. Okay, and the Vilna Gaon and the Birag Roa there in Sifkot and Zion says, Be'ez Rabba, Parshas Zion, back to the source that we started with in the Medrash in source number two. Then it learns it more literally, then it learns that it really was a Nedar. Okay, so there's a notion of avoiding the Dharma in general, but, you know, the Mishas Be'ez Tzora, it's Mutter. Now it's interesting because that's a question, but what about the Gemaras and so on? So the Chidah in the Shiurei Bracha in there in Yoredei Simon Reish Gimel Sif Katan Hey says Beisra Mutal Indor quotes the Sefer Aguda, one of the Rishonim in the fourth paragraph of the Dorm Kos of Anoder Afish Mekamenikra Rasha. That's the Gemara in Daf Chav Beis, which I quoted in Source 13. Yesh Mefarshim Afilu Benover Eisar. See, some say that even applies to an Eisar. That's a blanket statement. Right? You look back in 13, the Gemara in the Dorm quotes Shmuel Chav Beis Menav. Amar Shmuel, Afal Pishma Kamenikra Rosha. I mean, that doesn't exclude Nidre Beis Tzara. Okay. And, you know, that's what they're good. On the other hand, Kvartamuolo, because what about the Medjah, you know, Bereshis Rabbah? What about our Pusik here in Kiseitu, the Yaakov Avinu? And the Medjah said it, Laymor means Ladoros. Okay. But the truth is, and the Chidah, a lot of Achronim give Terutim. That's why I printed this Chidah. They give Terutim to Kvetch through to kind of resolve the, you know, to resolve this seeming contradiction between the Gemara and the Dharma, it seems to say you shouldn't take the Dharma. On the other hand, the Medrash Rabba says you're allowed to do it by Yisora. But I don't like any of the Terutzim, the Chidah says. He says, the Mashatir Sarab Maramins, the Beis Nidro, lo som alev, the Osir Lakama, lo yoda. It's talking about a person who forgot, it wasn't intentional. You know, all right, you know, I don't know where he got that from, he says. On the other hand, by Yaakov, I mean, you can't say that. You learn from Yaakov, but he didn't know what he was doing. Chalil lo marken. And it seems like he did keep his neder. And then he quotes a teretz from the Knesset Gedolah distinguishing Karbonos and Stoke. And he says, I don't think that's what the Aguda meant either because he didn't distinguish. He didn't say, he said, all the Dharm, all the Dharm. The other teretz he brings from a Medrash in Vayikra Rabba that actually Yaakov was punished for taking neder, right? But he says, not really true. He's punished. We'll see soon because, you know, the Rachel died. And that's because he was delayed the Alshe Icher Nidro and so on. All right, different, you know, he doesn't like all the terutzim, and he thinks that Yaakov Avinu was a real neder, and okay, so He says that he thinks the Agud is wrong, and that the Gemara means not when it says not to take Nidarim, means other than Nidre, Nidarim, Be'ez, sorry. Rosh HaShulchan has an interesting point there in Simon Reish Gimel Tziv Zayin, 18th, Kasar Rabbeinu Beis Yosef, Siv Hei, V'Yisar Mutal Lindor, V'Chein Kasar Rabbeinu Balai Toz Beis Chulun, we saw it, quotes the whole Tos in Chulun, then he writes, third line. With Divrei Rabbi Seinu, Eila Mashma, the rock, Mutar Lindor, Velo Mitzvah. Oh, that's an interesting question. Is it Mutar or is it a Mitzvah? Beis Tzara. Is it Balai Tosas, and those who let their come tell us that it's okay to do it, but maybe you shouldn't, but it's okay? Or no, it's Taka Mitzvah. The language of the Shulchan Aruch, again, if we look back in 15, Sin Reish Gimel Sifei, Beis Tzara, Mutar Lindor. It's Mutar, it's a Mitzvah. And the truth of the matter is, you look back in that Tosas, in the Daf Beis Amud Beis in Chulin, okay? Tosa says that's in source 9. He says, the Be'ez Tzara Shari, it's mutter. It doesn't say that it's a mitzvah. On the other hand, there's someone learning that it's even a mitzvah, okay? Be'ez Tzara Shari, like in the case of Yaakov, okay? It's a Tzara. Be'ez Tzara is allowed. And he quotes, he says, Medrash and so on and so forth, but he does note that in the Piskei HaTosas, in the back of the Gemara, after most Masechet, you have a column called Piskei HaTosas, which I'm not exactly clear who wrote it, but the Piskei HaTosas has basically halacha, what emerges from every Tosas in the Masechet, la halacha, well, a couple of lines, what comes out la halacha, if there is something that halacha emerges in the Tosas. So the Piskei HaTosas in Chulin there, on this Tosas, on the Beis HaBeis, says that it has the language mitzvah. Mitzvah. Even though the text that we have in the Tosas is Shari, it's Mutter, but there is a Piskei HaTosas that says Lashon Mitzvah. Okay? But he said, really, it's all the same. It's not a big difference. It's saying, just like it's a Mitzvah to Daven based Tzara. So it's also a Mitzvah. Not a Mitzvah in the sense of a Chova. It's like we talk about a Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah to do this. You want to get a Mitzvah? You're a Mitzvah boy, you're a Mitzvah girl. I mean, it doesn't mean actually it's a Mitzvah what you're doing, but it means it's something that's good. Okay? But it's not obligatory. Okay? That's the Aruch HaShulchan. What's interesting is, I found the tshuva. The tshuva is Ber Moshe. That's the Moshe's turn. The Deborah Tzinarov passed away not that long ago. Okay, the Ber Moshe in Brooklyn. Chelek Aleph Simon Nun Zion. He points out in Ozvav, as others do, that the Rambam never mentions either mitzvah or mutter. Take a neder base tzara. The Rambam omits the whole thing, and it's striking. Look in the 19. Vinei Rambam Atura Lo Nisko Shemitzvah in the base tzara. The Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, we saw quotes to the Divrei Tosafot with the Medrash. And everything else, okay? But I quote that Bereishis Rabbah, okay? Because it's Melemor Ladoris, so Yehu Nodrim. Yehu sounds like it is a mitzvah. So he discusses that a little bit, and he mentions the Ramban and Rashi, they'll be shown him, who have a Lashon Yehu Nodrim, that's a Lashon in the Medrash Rabbah. Sounds like it's something you should be doing, it's a mitzvah. On the other hand, the Shita Gobetzes has Mutter Lindor, again, in Ritva, he has all be shown him, lines up all be shown him to what they say, okay? Whether it's a Chiyuv and so on. And with all that in mind, three lines in the end of source 19 writes, Chiddush Gadol al Mechaber Shulchan Atar. Okay, it's a big Chiddush that the Shulchan Aruch wrote, Mutter Lindor. Mutter, many of the authorities seem to say it's a mitzvah, and the simple reading of the Bereishis Rabbah, again, based on the Pesukim that are said by Yidi Yaakov, Ned Elimor. Okay, you look again, it's back in source 2. Sheyuhu, or our text says, Kidei Sheyu no dream. Sounds like it's something you should do. So why does Shulchan Aruch only say that it's Mutter? The answer is suggested that Ritzina Rav, because the Rambam omitted it. So in deference to the Rambam, he said the Shulchan Aruch just wanted to say it's mutter. The Rambam didn't say anything about it. Maybe the Rambam held that it's not a mitzvah. So in deference to the Rambam, he didn't want to say that it's a mitzvah, it's a mutter. It's something that's mutter. So it's 20, the Sefer Shevet Musar, one of the earlier Achronim, okay, the Shevet Musar writes, Os Perkhof Os Tezvav, Yehei Adam Zor Ma'od Ma'od Shalindur Af Beis Tzara. You shouldn't even take a Neder Beis Tzara. And he quotes a Sefer Chassidim, okay? And he says, Afo Pita Tosus Kosvu, okay? Shenodra Beis Tzara. That Tosus we saw in Chulam Beis Tzara. He says, okay, based on the Pasuk with Yaakov and the Medrash and so on. Nonetheless, he goes, Dahani Mili Doris, have we shown him? That's in the olden days. People were more careful with their words, with their language. They were sure they were not going to violate it. Okay, nowadays it's different. Nowadays people are quick to talk and quick to make commitments. So he says, never mind whether it's a mitzvah or it's mutter. Okay, shomer nafshi rachek mehem. Penchas shomi kasha b'avon medar. stay away from it. Nowadays, never mind, it's a mitzvah, it's mutter, it's a Rambam, it's a Shulchan. Better to stay away from it. He says, Chilo dover kotnu al kain tov laharchik menu kimitacha vekeshes. Stay as far away as an arrow flies. You know, karchei, the person who comes, karchei kimitacha vekeshes. Stay far away of it, shalo yikosho. Okay, now, it's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan has two. I mean, that's what the Shevet Musa says. Not everyone agrees with it. Aruch HaShulchan seems to allow it. Aruch HaShulchan, there in Simon Reish Gimel, you're there in Sif Ches, 21, writes, Miu ain't sofek the mitzvah in the base Torah. He doesn't buy this idea of the Shevet Musa. And he says, no, it's okay to take it. Maybe it's a mitzvah lindor. But Nireh, he says, the chol neder base Torah yeshol shnei drachim. What does it mean you took a neder? Ha'echad lindor shalom yad. Right? The guy takes a neder. I'm going to do such and such. And he does it right away. It's an ace tzara, right? There's someone in the family sick, the war coming, a famine, or whatever it is. So he says, you know, I make a pledge to do such and such. And he does it right away, right? Kamoshal and Nidra quotes a pasuk in Tilim. I quoted all the pasuk because it's hard to read in the Aruch HaShulchan. You pull a pasuk in Tilim, Perak, I involve pasuk Yud Beis 22. He says, Nadru v'shalmu, l'shem alakechem, right away. Nadru v'shalmu, take another, pay up right, do it right away. Then you're okay. Then you won't forget about it. Do it right away. Okay. Oh, Lindor, she asked the bar mitzvah, k'she yetzim atzorah. Another way is to take another, and then when I come out of the problem, when the problem disappears, I get better, the relative gets better, the famine is averted, the financial loss is averted, then I can pay up. You see, here what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, there's two different approaches. A person can say, I'm hereby going to do this, and do it right away. Another type of person takes a neder. And he said, this we find in Hallel, right? In Tilim Parakuf, Tez Zion, 23. Pazza Gimel, you know these two from Hallel. Avuni Chavim Avuz Mitzvashim, Avuzuni Tzogar Tzara V'Yagon Emtza. I find myself in a state of Tzara and Yagon anguish. V'Shem Hashem Ekra, On Hashem Al Tanafshi. Now I'll call out Hashem. And then a few psukim later, when things work out, Kos Yeshua says, V'Shem Hashem Ekra. When things work out, Pazza Gedal, Nidor El Hashem HaShalim. I'll pay up my Nidor. That's the other thing. Okay, and that's like, Mechain says the Aruch HaShulchan at the end of the second line, source 21. Mechain a neder shi Yaakov inu imyalo kimadi yishmarani. Right, the Kadosh Baruch Hu protects me. Then I'll pay up. Right, and until I'm also Perak Nun Pasuk Gedala 24 printed. Zvach Elokim Toda v'shalem elyon adarecha. Offer your thanks. Pay up your nedarim or pay up your pledges. And that's Toda is usually as Aruch HaShulchan says after the fact, after it's already done. Toda bo alacher Hayeshua. And then he quotes from Eov Perak Chav Beis. Right. Meaning afterwards, there's two different ways of taking of a type of a nether. Now we need to understand, but the point is, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, you can start clearing that maybe, you know, you can argue that it's a good thing if you're going to pay up right away, pledge right away, then you won't forget. But that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan began not like the Shevet Musa, and he says that it's, you know, the Beis Tzara, it's a good thing to do. But we have to understand the halacha, you have to be very, very careful, because often you can be Mater Neder. We're familiar with HaTorah Nedarim from Erev Rosh Hashanah, but there's no din you have to do Erev Rosh Hashanah. I mean, it's a minute to do HaTorah Nedarim, Erev Rosh Hashanah. I don't know any Dorim you may have forgotten about, but you can do HaTorah Nedarim anytime you want, anytime during the year, anytime. You take a neder. That's a general HaTorah Nedarim, but a personal HaTorah Nedarim, I think I mentioned in the past that, you know, I have a friend when I was in YU. We had a friend who came in one day. It was during the springtime. He was wearing a wool hat like you wear in the wintertime, and looked a little funny. He didn't have a jacket on, just this wool sock hat. And he said he has to do HaTorah Nedarim. What's going on? You know, so we got three guys. He said, because he went to the barbershop, and he got an absolutely awful haircut. That's why he's wearing that woolen hat. And they showed it to us. It was a pretty awful haircut. And he said, when he saw what the barber wasn't paying attention, he was reading the paper, whatever he was doing, he said, oh, man, he took a ned. I'm never going to get another haircut. I got so upset. You know, he didn't mean it. Okay, need a Torah Nedarim. So he didn't realize, you know, what he was saying. And so, all right. But anyway, it's not limited to Erev Rosh Hashanah. So, but a neder based Torah, look at the Maril. Maril is a tshuva. It's in Kuf Pei Hei. It was Mariel 26. But neder beisora ain matirin. Ooh. A neder taken beisora, there's no ataras adarim. You can't get out of it. You got to keep it. Unless I'm leila tzara, godol tzara, mitzvah, some great tzara. Tshuva is Binyamin Zev, one of the early achronim. Simon Reish Samach Vov, 27. Ruve neder beisora, yuchal shum chochum lati lo. Okay, so the guy took a neder beisora. Now can a chochum be mata neder not? He says, you're going to die to the ain lahati lo neder, the hutar beisora. Ain lahatara, no. He goes, and he says, because, you know, what's the reason? He says, Yesh lomod mikan degam mishon abay tzor benene, benitza lo su tzor. Let's say he took a nether based tzor. If I get better at this and this, I'll keep this and this. And now he got better. Oh, now I want to be matan the nether. Oh, that's nice. You know, it's like the guy, an old joke, the guy's looking for a parking spot, you know, and he's late for a meeting. He's driving around the city, and he's looking for a parking spot. And there's lots of full, and the space is full. And he says to Kosh Baruch, you know, please, Kosh Baruch, show me, find me a parking spot. Show me a parking spot. Do that, I'll give $1,000 to sucker. And then he goes, oh, never mind. I see one right here. So the right to, when you got saved from the problem, and suddenly that's what the Ben Yom Zev writes. You're gonna back out of it. He says, Misha neither another base of a nana, but need some else in source, Hashem is Brach. I know the Brach answered him. Imacha Kakisha Nidah Harayu could go, so going at the Asayon. It's like a chinia Kosh Baruch. You took a nether, Kosh Baruch did you the favor, and now you're gonna wangle out of the nether. And he quotes the Tanchum, it says the Tanchum in Parsha Vayeta. I looked, it's not a Vayeta, it's actually by Yishlach. Okay, we take a look at it. I printed it in the next source. It's a source 28. In Parsha of Yishlach, the Psukim say, Perak Lamed Hey. It says, Yaakov, when he comes back, the next week said, when he comes back with his whole family after meeting Esav, and says, Perak Lamed Hey, Pasuk Alav, Ayomer Elokim El Yaakov, Kum Alei Beis El, go back to Beis El, and go to that Mizbeach where you saw, where I revealed myself, that you saw me when you were running away from Esav. The beginning of this week said, same place, right? Beis El, by Yikor Shema, Yaakov Shema, Koma, who Beis El, beginning of Aaron said, right? And so Yaakov tells him, okay, get rid of all idols and everything else. We're going to go back to Beis El. I have to bring, build the Mizbeach, you know, to Hashem and so on. So, Medrash Tanchuma. And next week said, Vayishal, again, it mistakenly says Vayetze in the Chuas B'Yam Zeb. But in the Tanchuma, Vayishal Parak, Medrash Tanchuma, Os Ches. Okay, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Agiucha Tzor, you know why you're having some trouble now? Because you delayed fulfilling your nether. You asked me to protect you and so on and so forth. And you know, I'm telling you, better go to Beis El now and keep your word. Okay. Anocha El Beis El, Shom Ashach, Shom Atzeva, Shom Adatu, Shom Neder. Right? So, Amar of Abba, look at the third line of 29. Amar of Abba, Rakan, Amalek, Kodesh, Bali, Yaakov, Bishos, Aksa, Nadr. The time you were in trouble, you had trouble at your feet, then you took a Neder. Bishos, Ravcha, now you have everything's good. Shamta, you're getting out of the Neder. Because she's a bit sorry, a darter, she said, Rabbi, Shachach, you forgot about it. So therefore, Yaakov right away said to his family and so on. So, getting back to the truth, Binyamin Zev, he says, you know, if because you took a nether to pledge, if this and this works out, and Ataka works out, how can you not do it? He quotes this whole Tanchuma. Okay, so it certainly should be. And certainly, if you do that with another person, right? And lo yep, pochos, hakabo mehedjit. And he says, and therefore, Yaakov kept his nether. And he says, the whole limud of nethers from Yaakov Avinu and the Tosfos Chumash Daf Beis, which we quoted before. So therefore he says, obviously, there's no getting out of an Eis Tzora, a nether taken based on, unless some special wild circumstances and so on, then you can mount the nether with Gimel Mumchum. Anyway, that's the Tshuva of Yom Zev, similar to the Tshuva of the Maharil, that the Eis says, Maharil says briefly in 26, right? Nether based on, Eim Matirin. Okay, now, that's a question whether that's, everyone agrees to that. Okay, in source number 30, Tshuva is Maram Mintz, Simon Ayin Tes, that's a question. He wonders, he has a case where if a person can be matter in nether based tzora, and he says, Ra'is in the second line, Rabosai HaGadolim, Sheitir HaNodrim based, Tashanodrim based tzora, I saw many big Gadolim, were matter in nether, and so on. And so he discusses it, and he thinks that it's different. He quotes the Gemar Chulin as well, but he says, no, Raya, because really that's what they're going to do in the first place, and that's an exceptional situation. And he quotes in the from somebody else, from Chizkiya, a quote from that Sefer Agudah we said before, that the person took a neder, and he says, I'm going to learn for a year, and he heard from Rura Chosid, that's what I wanted to show you, Shekoma Sheodom Noder B'choyo B'Yistar Kadeshi Netzal Ein Latir Klal, but you shouldn't be materit, but he says it's because it's a sakona. Not because of some kind of a danger. That's a Yudah Chosid. It's a bad thing to be matter and nether taken based. So it's not a good idea, but it's not oster. Okay, that's how the Tshuva Maram Mintz goes into it. He says, L'chatchila, perhaps you shouldn't do it. It's a bad thing. It's bad luck or it's a sakana, but they can't say that it's oster. Okay, bottom line, the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Chav Ches Yordain, Simon Mem Hei writes in 31, Mechain Nether Shanoda B'Shastar Ein Lahatir. He paskin, not like the Maram Mintz, okay, but like the others quote the Yudah Chosid, you know, that not just dangerous, you're not allowed to. in the first place, and that's how the murder. I'm all right. Ella took mitzvah, so I go to some outstanding, extraordinary need, but avoid being matar and nether, taken based tzara. Now, I said the Ramor says it. It's interesting. The Mechaber doesn't say it. And that's what the Behuda Asad, Chubis Yehuda Yala, Chelik Alav, Chelik Erdes, and Tez writes, and the Meshach, and the Maramins, and Agud, and other poskim who say you are allowed to be matar and nether based tzara. And he wants to say that that's also what the Mechaber holds. That's why the Mechaber didn't quote this. The Ramor quoted the din. Ramor, we just saw in 31, in Yardesim Reish Chav Chesif, hey, Ramor quoted not to be matar neder taken based tzara, but he thinks the Mechaber, he proves that the Mechaber passing like a Mordechai in terms of other din, okay, and the Mordechai also says that it's you know, the same thing over here. It depends whether you said the words, you mean Tzilein Hashem, we'll come back to that point. But anyway, he quotes that perhaps the Mechaber disagrees. But in any event, neder taken by a tzara is certainly very, very serious. Now, the fact is, though, it would appear against the Shevet Musar, anyway, we saw before, that it's okay to take a nether by a tzara. You have to take it very seriously, and perhaps you can't even matter such a nether, and you shouldn't violate it, but it is something which at least, you know, is mutter to take such a nether. Specifically, we find when it comes to tztaka, that it's okay to pledge to do something. The pasuk in Chumash Parshas Re'e, Dvarim Perek Yudal, pasuk of base 33. Aser Taser, we all know the pasuk. Aser Taser is called Tvua Zarecha Yatzeh Asar Hashan Hashan. Aser Taser, you shall surely tithe the produce of your field. So the Gemara in Tainus starts at the bottom of Chesem Beis, goes over to Testament Aleph 34. Amri Yochanan, Ma'ed Chesiv Aser Taser. What's the double language? So the Gemara has a play on words. Aser Bishvil Shetis Asher. Aser Taser, you know, there are no vowels, right? No dots in the Chumash. So Aser Taser, Aser Bishvil Shetis Asher. Tithe, take the tithe, Aser, 1/10. Tithe your produce, so you'll get rich. So Ashkari Bilchon, Nuka Veshokash, Amalei, Emily Psukecha. So a kid, what pasuk you learn? Amalei Aser Taser. He quotes this Aser Taser. And what does it mean? He says, My Aser Taser, Aser Bishvil Shetis Asher. Amalei Menach, what do you mean? Amalei Zilnasi. Okay, you can go and see, and it'll work. It'll work. You can test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I asked, what do you can test HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amar Lehu, Mi Charlotte, Asul HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, Ksiv, Lo Sinas Hashem, that's the Pasuk of 35, Parashat Eschanan. Dvarim Perek Vav, Pasuk Design, Lo Sinas Hashem, you can't test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? I'm going to test. Well, if you do this, I'll do this mitzvah. Well, you can't do that. You can't ask for a reward. You can't test HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, you know, I'll daven kavanah, I'll put on tefillin, I'll eat matzah and pesach, whatever, in exchange for this. You can't do that. So says the Gemara, yeah, that's usually true. Amalei hachom rehoshia chutz mizu. Here's the exception. Shenemar, pasuk in Malachi, paragimel, pasuk 36, and after Shabbos HaKadosh before Pesach. Havio is called a maisa, a beis otar, viterv beisi, uvichanuni nabazos. Bring in all the tithes. Ubichanuni, we test. Bechina, test me. Because Baruch Hu says, test me. Amar Hashem Tzvakos. Im lo eftach lachem as harubas hashmai varakuz lachem brocha blidai. You'll test me. You'll do the mitzvahs of tzedakah and mitzvahs giving the tithes. I'll open up the storehouses of heaven. It'll rain blessings until it's too much for you. Right? It says the Gemara of Chanun Rebizos. What does it mean? I believe die. Ad sheyivlu amar v'racham arab ad sheyivlu sisosechem milomar dais enough so much bounty, so much good, right? So chanun bezos. So when it comes to tzedakah, okay, you're allowed to ask for reward. Incidentally, just a side point. There's some more makra. I'm not in my shul. I'm not saying make too big a deal about it, but you know, a person gets an aliyah, right? So they make a mishaber on Shabbos. I got that. They make a mishaber. They mishaber. So and so. And it says, Bavurish Olator, because he got aliyah. And they say, Bishar Zek, there's a reward for this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should write about it. What do you mean? You're not asking for a reward? Because he got aliyah? Okay, it's a nice thing, a big thing, a mitzvah, public kriyas Torah and so on. But you're not asking for a reward? That's why Rav Soloveitchik preferred just saying, Mishaberach, Vasilei Baruch, so and so. Okay? Not Bavur. Sha'ol Olator, he went up to the Torah, not because of that. And don't say Bishar Zek, just say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the second mishaberach that they sometimes make for the mother-in-law and for the cousins and the grandchildren and so on and so forth, then you give a shnodder, you know, shnodder, shnodder, right? You give a donation. They say, then you can say bischarze, bavur, shnodder, so and so, tzotzokal, beisak nesom, atal, yeshiva, whatever. You said it, then you can say bischarze, because of this pasuk, chorona mizos, this gemara in Tainus, and of Tesam and Allah. Now, this in mind is a Gemara Pesachim Chesem and Aleph. Interesting Gemara goes over to Chesem and Beis. Tanya 37. Ha'omer sellers ul tzedakah b'shayich kebini. I'm giving this money to tzedakah. on the condition my son should live. Oh, she'eya ben olam abok. I want a chilek olam abok. Says the Gemara, haray zet tzadik gomer. You're a tzadik. You're allowed to do that. Rashi says, psochem chesem beis, 38, haray zet tzadik gomer, dover zet. Doesn't mean you're automatically tzadik in every other way, too. It means regarding this, you're tzadik. It's okay to do this. Doesn't mean me or the guy's an axe murderer, but oh, he did this, he's a tzadik. No, it means, it doesn't mean in general he's a tzadik. It means a tzadik with regard to this din. Below Arminan Shalol Lishma Oseh. We don't say that you're doing a Shalol Lishma. Elakiyah Mitzvah's Borah. He's fulfilling the will of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shatzivo Lasus Toko. Omiskaben Aflan Osatzman. He also wants some personal benefit. That's okay. Shiiskabal Olamo. Shiichibono. So Tosas there in Psachim Chesmei Dimasu Shiiska 39 says, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Ald, we'll see it soon. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Okay, you can look on the bottom of the page 146. But it says, Al Tim Kavadam Misham Sharav Amanas Kabal Pras. You shouldn't serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu to get a reward. That's Hanab Chiyai God. This is also Shem Lo Tovala Osa Tova Shumitzape to Toa Omishard Al Tzokah Shalsa. That only means that if you don't get your way, if the condition isn't met, you say on the condition that such and such gets your full flame, on the condition that I get this promotion, or condition whatever, and then you don't get it, and you say, oh, I regret giving it Tzokah. That's what you're not allowed to do. Avo Misha Eino Toa Omishard. You're not going to regret it. You're hoping you're going to give Tzokah. I'm going to give this tzedakah. I'm going to give this money. I'm doing it. This is chus. We're pushed lame for so and so. It's chus. You know, I'm getting, you know, this promotion or whatever. And if I don't get it, I don't feel, oh man, I gave all that tzedakah for nothing. That's the problem to do that. But if you give it and just ask for something else along with it, that's okay. That's a tzedakah gemara. B'chein mashma, Rishma zechus roshana parakav and boi vashus. I quoted. Gemara has the same thing. Roshana dal and alaf and 40. Hatanya omer sellers let's talk about sheyishiyich v'ni v'sheeskabal achavah raise a tzedakah gemara. Now, first of all, Rashi throws something in. You do this all the time. You know, that's an interesting horror. But Rabbeinu Chananel, by the way, has a little bit of different gear. So that's one of the quote of Rabbeinu Chananel there in Rosh Hashanah, Dan Ralev, has the gear. So not Harez at Tzadi Gomor. It's a funny language, right? Rashi says, Roga Bakach, or skip down for a second, the Gomor, but Babasar has it also, Daf Yudam and Beis. But Tanya, Omer, Selah, Zelah, Tzoka, Yishol, Shiyichi, Bini, or Shiyichi, Bonai, or Shiyichi, Bonai, is a Tzadi Gomor. Tzadi Gomer Rashi there says again, or is it Tzadi Gomer, but Vashti good, Aldover Zel, Machshova Zu. So funny, you have to kvetch, it doesn't mean he's a Tzadi. Rabbi Chananel, in Rosh Hashanah, Dalam and Aleph, back in 42, says the text is, look at the end, Yesh Reforshim, Harizu, not Harizu Tzadi Gomer, Harizu Tztoka Gomorrah. Okay, not Tzadi Gomer, but Tztoka Gomorrah. That's how others have a girsa. This is a valid Tztoka. I'm talking about the person, he's a Tzadi, he's not a Tzadi. Harizu Tztoka Gomorrah. Okay, either way. Bottom line is, it's okay. And Tosafot again in Rosh Hashanah on Dalam and Aleph 43 says, Dibba Masam and Bishmil, the Hod did not per common second service, Al Tu Kav, the Mishamsha, the Rabbah, Manas Kavapras, Hainu Mos Olam, Shaton Rashon. That's non Jews, others who are going to regret it, like we said in Tosafot before. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah pick up is Parakala Mishnah Gimel 46. We know it. Antigonus, Yisoko, Kibam Shimon Atzadik, Huoya Omer, Al Tu Kavodam, Mishamsha, the Rabbah, Manas Kavapras. Interesting comment there from the Tosas Yontif on that mission of his Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. He says, you should really serve Hashem only out of love, but he says, it doesn't mean, he doesn't mean that the Tosas Yontif explains in 47 on that mission, Perek Aleph, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Antigonus Yisocha did not mean that you should serve Hashem only without expectation of getting a reward. And if you do have an expectation of reward, then it's no good. You're a Russia. No. He says, it's not the best way. Okay, the best way, that's the Bartanur says. He quotes the Rav, means the Bartanur. Reish Beis is the Rav Bartanur. Okay. It means Ava. That's the proper way to do it out of Ava without any preconceived notion, without any ulterior motives, not expecting any benefit. That's the way it should be. But look at the second line. Lo Shurat Salomar Shavoda Shamanasaka Pras Yasura. Should we call Moko over Hashem? He's still serving the Kodesh Baruch, he's still doing the mitzvahs. Yes, he has ulterior motives and so on, but so goes off. He's doing everything he's supposed to do in the proper way. That's why Torah tells us reward and punishment and so on. The Torah tells us the punishment for doing this Avera. So I'm scared of this Avera punishment. I better not do it. Okay, that's not the best motivation, but the Torah gives you that motivation, understanding that works many people, right? It tells you, do this Avera, you're going to get this punishment. Right, I don't want to get this punishment. I'm not going to do this Avera. But that's not the best way to do it. The best way to do it is over me'aba. She'ein about us a shum p'niya klal. You have any ulterior motives. Okay. The Tana Tigas Yisocho says that we should do it, Rabba. Avaloshe Yotzi over Lasikva Schar Meklal Odin, but someone who's doing something in anticipation of reward, we don't say he's not considered over Hashem. He is. Lo Kainu. And he quotes this Gemara Baba Basra, and we saw it in Rosh Hashanah and Psochem, right? Omer Selezu Tokum Sushiva Yechibiri. He's a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. He's serious. Yeah, it wasn't for the best reason. But anyway, that's the idea of that. But now the question becomes, what about the other side? We said that it's not right to be shol. They're not allowed to be mater and eder. You know, they took base Torah because it's a slap in the face of Kadosh Baruch Hu. You said, can I, if this and this works out, I'll give tzedakah. Now it worked out, and they're going to be mater and eder. It's not right. But what if the other way happens? Okay, what if I take a eder? You know, that such and such happens and it doesn't work out. And it doesn't work out at all. Right? I don't get the promotion. The person stays sick or whatever. So there is a Gemara in Tainus of Yud Amud Beis, which says as follows, 48. Tonar Bonin. Misha and Misane, don't want first and fasting, because sometimes people also fast for, you know, for reward and for Shalem for somebody and so on. Tzila, right? So, Tonar Bonin, Yud Amud Beis in Tainus. Misha Misane al Torah Ba'ovro. Okay? He was fasting, and then suddenly the tragedy passed, went away, right? It was a terrible thing. It disappeared in the middle of the day. Alachola ben Israpa, he was fasting for a chola, and now the guy got better. I committed to fast the next Monday and Thursday for the next 4 weeks. And now 2 days later, the guy got better. So what do? So it says, do I have to still fast? It's over already. He got better. So Harizim Misano Mashlin. You have to finish the fast, okay? And but look what Rashi says. Okay, the Gemara seems to say, Alachola ben Israpa. Okay, I took a neder to fast for this person and he got better. So then I have to be mashlim, I have to finish. Machok Rishonim doesn't mean just that one day in the middle of it, you have to keep fasting afterwards. Most assume even afterwards. But look what Rashi says, Tanit Shimon Bey 49. Alachola Mishrape, who adin imesa chola? Even if Rachman Latsan, the guy died. Do I have to continue to keep my neder? I was taking a neder. So this person, I was taking a fast. I accepted upon myself a fast that this person should get better. He didn't get better, he died. Says Rashi. Okay, that's the weeds of the Gemara. Boy, look, human either. He still has to keep. He made a nether. Okay, he made a nether. We'll see some of the parameters. That's what Rashi says. Alatzar v'avra mashu misano mashu in love. Nira kemasne. It tells you how to spell masne. Mem psucha, mem with a patach underneath, hey, b'shua. Shua underneath, I'm sorry, samach b'shua, nun segula. Im kono. Im tavar lo esana in love. Esana, it's like you're making deals with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not supposed to make deals with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that, therefore, but the point is, Rashi says, even if it didn't turn out, the condition wasn't met. And the Rosh explains there in Titus, Parak Aleph, Simon Vav 50. V'nir duho din nami meisachol, like Rashi says. The kevin shekibalo of tanio stam below hisne daito. The guy, we're talking about the guy, didn't say, it was understood, he was doing it for that reason. But he didn't say, I'm doing this for the specific reason of X, Y, and Z. So therefore, just saying, I want my tefillah to be accepted, so therefore I'm going to fast. Okay, but he didn't say only on the condition that the guy got better. We'll see if that makes a difference. But the Rosh says, you know, it doesn't matter whether the guy got better or died. The reason why the Gemara said that the example the Gemara gave was a chol of Nisrape, because there's a chilek in the local sugi there between the Yoch and the Rab, not a issue right now. The Rambam, Hilchos Tanis Perek Alav, Alachot Tezvav, Paskin in 51, Yochid, Shom Yisan Alachot Nisrape, Al Torah, Over Harezem, Mashlim Taniso. And the Shulchan Aruch also, in Hilchos Tanis, Arachayim, Simon Tov, Kuf, Samach, Tez, Sif, Alach, 52, Yochid, Am Yisan Al Torah, The Over, Al Chol of Nisrape, Omeis, not just that day. So the Shulchan Aruch also paskins. If you take make a condition, you make a tanai, take a neder, a certain condition, and the condition is not met, okay, that's what you had in mind of the full shame of this person, and the person died, God forbid, or got better, hopefully, but if he died, either way, you have to keep Tzorach L'Hashem Kol HaTaniyot Shekim Elav. Shabrua explains in Sivkot and Gimel, from the Rosh. We saw back in 50. The Kevin Shekibel of Tani Stam, the Lohisna Amrina, the Daitoka Kabbalah, we talk Shekibel of Tainis, to have a Kubel, Tfilah. So because he was Stam accepting a Tainis, that his Tfilah should be accepted, but it didn't mean that if it doesn't work out, he's not going to keep it. Okay? And the Mishavurus Gondalit says you have to finish all the fasts you accepted, not just that one day. He said that's a Machokas, but then not just that one day. Then he refers to Ramah, another Ramah. Mishabur at the end of Sivkot and Dalad there in Orchaim, Sivtaf, Sivtafkov, Samach Tes, Sivkot and Dalad, he writes, look in your day, Siv Reishchov, Sivtaslov, and Ramah, okay, that it may depend on how you said it. Okay, look at the last line of Mishabur and Gimel. He says, this ruling that you have to keep your nether anyway, even if what you hoped for didn't work out, says the Ramah, the Dafka, last line of 53, the Dafka Bishalom, Nodah Beloshin Tanai. You didn't actually say a condition. If you said specifically, if this guy survives, then I'll do such and such, I'll give such and such. Then so that's an important difference, is how it's presented. So you look in the Ramah, it's talking in the Ramah and Hilchos Norm, Yerodeis and Reishchov, Sif Tezvov, 54. Ramah says, I am quotes the Archaim, and he says, I have to keep the nether and so on. But near Eliyah, on the second line, after he quotes what we said in the Shulchan Aruch and Archaim, the Chol Zemar B'Kibul Aleim Stam. Okay, that which you have to continue to keep what you said, that's even Stam. Aval Imperius Rav, you made it as a Tanai, Kigon. Misha Nodar Amar, Yichya Ploni Achol, Esana Kach V'Kach, Oetan Kach V'Kach V'Toka. Then he may so Oposo Ploni, Potem and Idro. Okay, that's what he says. That's a question of a Tanai. It has to do with what's called the Tanai Kuffel, formulated in a certain way. Okay, that's another detail. All right. And he says at the end, if I say I'm giving this money to Tzaka on the condition my son survives this sickness, God forbid, and if he survives, Baruch Hashem, he survives his illness, God forbid, he dies, okay, or whatever the other thing, he says, that's what he says. He says it's from a Chuvas Maril. So I printed the two as my real son, Kuf Samet, 55. But Misha, no, the Manasseh Yichel, but I'm a Pirish, I'm a Pirish, I'm a Yichel, I'm a Yitain, I'm a Kovan, I'm a Yitain, I'm a Kochal, I'm a Kavodim. But still, what about the Mishnah Pirkovas? What about the Mishnah Pirkovas says, you're not allowed to ask for reward and so on and so forth. You're not allowed to, test and make conditions and tell a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you make deals with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, they don't do that with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nonetheless, he says it's still Chal. If you made it tonight, then it's a proper tonight. Okay? Even though it's not the right thing to do, you're not supposed to. That's like the Tosfos Yomtov said. The Mishnah Pirkovas is not saying that it's invalid if you do it for a reward. Just saying it's not the right thing to do, but it's still valid. Just a couple of other ha'oras. The second part of the tshuva. Misha Noda B'Tanai Kofel and so on. Okay, he says that it's you don't have to keep it. That's what he explained. You don't have to keep it if it didn't come out. Now the question quite the way you wanted, and you specified. Now, what if you didn't specify? So we said it's a nether based tzara. Okay, but then whatever happened, we wanted to happen, didn't happen. So now can you at least do Hatara? Maybe it's not automatically b'batal mevutal, but maybe you can do Hatara. That's a further question. The Chubas of Levi ben Chaviv, Marabach, Simon Gimel, 56, says, Ba'od, ani omer, sh'afa pish, was to Mordechai, and iska lochot, b'neder beis tzor, b'diuk, b'var, anulom dim, sh'ein lo het, b'neder beis tzor, so. He says, you can't be mater, b'neder beis tzor, that we said. U'kfi anire, okay, hu b'chol eze ofen shidor. Doesn't matter how he said it. You can't be mater, the neder. Was taken by Tzora. Okay. However, im calls a seichli chayev logically, she is chiluk ben misha nor beis ro pireish im yetzilei Hashem areu noder kach kach uvein misha noder stam belishum tanai klal afal pishay beis Tzora. So he says, for example, the Yaakovino instead of email Kim Vadi, he quotes from our medrash, from our parsha and so on. He says, yesh misha pireish she wrote something to daito. So he suggests that may not be qualified. That type of neder you can be matir. Not everyone agrees with Shus Yaakov, Chelik Beisim, and Pei Aleph, quotes that no matter what, okay, a neder of a star ain't latiro. Okay, unless there's extenuating circumstances. But others disagree. I printed the tshuva again, Yehuda Yalav, that same tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Chelek Ardei Simen Tes. Below Domi Noda Beis Tzor De'en Matir Lo, Da Taimu Mishum De Noda Da'at Schaver En Matir Lo Vidaito, Kosh Baruch Ho Sola Tova, Bitzil Mitzor So. Okay, but that's Dafka in Tolo Nidro Bat Solo. She'omar Mashem Yatzilenu. Mashenu Ken Noda Stam Below Tonight, then it's subject to Hatar Zadar. So the bottom line is, according to some postkim, if the condition wasn't met, okay, you would still it's not automatically mutter for you to violate the nether, but perhaps you have to have some form of taras adarim, and that would be mutter even if no dar ba'is tzara. Okay. Two chuvas from the chuvas, Imre Yosher, Amir Arik. Keli ba'is and kuf samach ba'is, oz alef, 60. B'dvar shelem, yishagom alibayis tzokish, ha'atzeh ha'shem yishbukit, and sach kotzul anir ha'tzakodish. Guy took a nether of some terrible tragedy was befalling him. He said, I got it, it's okay. I want to give a certain amount to the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, the poor people. They want to be Mat Neder. Hakros Ramos al the Nitoka af Makshov Mani. And even thinking about it, it counts the Neder. That's a different point. Okay, when you take a Neder, you should, you know, even if you didn't verbalize it, it's still valid if it's Neder, if it's Toka. He quotes that what you quoted, the person said in the Shalak, quoted with Tash Bates, the Mashman is over Matira Neder by Sora, Yishlom with the Shom Marish and Neder by Sora Stam. Right, so he mentions this chilik as well. He quotes the Maramin, so Yura Chosid. All right. He also, I heard the second chuva first, I'm sorry. First chuva was chilik, that was chilik based in Kuv Samach Beis. I think I read out of order again. It's 59, it's chilik Aleph Simon Samach Zion, and the chuva is Simon Yosher. Yeah. There he talks about a guy who took a nether and to give tzedakah and to fast. Okay, he says Aldvar Shelos Obeber Avrech Echad Shelo Beis Choli Imo. His mother was sick, so he took a nether to give a certain amount Sach Rav tzedakah, and also to fast on Monday and Thursday all year. And he didn't say below his name Tamachoya. He didn't say only if she gets she gets better and so on and so forth. And then his mother died. Okay. He never specified. Now he's finding it difficult. It's too much of him and so on. So he says, Neder based Tzara, tough luck. Okay. He says, like the Shach says and so on and so forth, that's that you can't get out of it. He quoted the Shvus Yaakov, who says the other way. He says, no. He says, most people disagree with that Shvus Yaakov. He quotes the Radbaz. He says, I can't find the Radbaz. But anyway, he says at the end, Omlem Had Adel, please, from the Atzo, Tzedek, with Stoka, another with Natsmo, perhaps separate between Stoka and another. Louise mentioned it before that Stoka is a different category. Anyway, he ultimately calls that. Okay, on both sides. He ultimately calls that again to find the different sheet that we've shown him. Okay, the Shvus Yaakov seems to understand that even if you didn't specify, okay, if Hashem saves me, you didn't specify it, then you weren't saved. And so on. Still, it's considered a neder based Torah that requires a Torah. And the Shmuel Yosha says that we don't follow that Shvus Yaakov, and then the Pesachei Tshuva doesn't accept that Shvus Yaakov. The Maral Bach also says that which we said that is a neder based Torah, that's only if you specify. I'm sorry, that there's no HaTorah, but a neder based Torah, that's only if you specify. So we see a distinction in how you say it. So that's another lesson. You ought to be careful of how you say it. I quote in 61 a Tshuva of Moshe Feinstein, Yoredei Chelik Aleph from Kuf Nun. At the end of Anavav, he said, "Vanir Nochel and Zaiti to be Tam Iser Hokini." Because also we should be Machmir. He says on his own. Okay, he quotes Rabbi Bach also. He says on his own that another base Torah that we don't matter. Another base Torah that's only when you take a nether specifically mentioning you want to be saved from a certain Torah, and then you give stock and so on. But if you nether Stam, then you can then there's a way to be matter the nether. I'm sorry. If you took a nether and it didn't come true, then there's a way to be mad to the nether. Okay. Anyway, that's a lot of achronim. You have to look at them again carefully. But at the end of the day, it would appear that at least according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, certainly that if a person took a nether and in the end was his condition was not met, so some achronim say for that you have hataras and dharma according to everybody. Some said no, you still don't have hataras and dharma for that as well. Okay. And some would say that even if if you weren't saved, there's still no Taras and Dharma in that case. But perhaps it makes a difference how you specified and how you said the nether. Just to end off with an interesting tshuva, 562 tshuvas, Emek Halacha, Chelik Aleph Siman Mem Beis. Emek Halacha was Yeshua Baumel, who was a rabbin here originally from Europe, but here in America. He was the uncle of Rabbi Dr. Lamb from YU, Yeshua Baumel. Anyway, so his tshuva is Emek Halacha, Chelik Aleph Siman Mem Beis, written to a rabbin in Brooklyn. Listen to this one. Advar Sheloso Be'echad Shenodar Mea Dollar La Talmud Torah. Guy, pledged $100 certain Talmud Torah. Written a long time ago, $100 was significant money. Okay. Being Beno Yashu Ma'am Mechama B'Shalom. Provided his child, off the final, I'm not sure, I guess it was World War II, went off to fight the world war in the war. Maybe it was World War I. I'm sure which war it was. But the son went off to fight in the war. So the father said, I'm going to give $100 to the Talmud Torah if he comes back in peace. He comes back healthy. And lo and behold, the son came back healthy and well. Baruch Hashem, he survived the war, right? He came back healthy. Ulam ledavon aviv hevi ito isha nochris shenasa b'tzorfas. He came back physically just fine. He came back with a nice non-Jewish wife and a child that he had with this wife. And now the father wants, oh, that's not what I had in mind. When I said, I took a neder, he should come back whole and healthy. So he came back whole and healthy physically, but not exactly what the father expected. He didn't expect to come home with a non-Jewish wife and now a non-Jewish grandchild. So does he still have to pay? I don't have to pay up now. I said my son should come back in peace. I'm not no peace here. I'm embittered by the fact that my son married a non-Jewish woman. Okay? So that was a question that he was asked. Interesting question, right? So he said he brought a riot from a mission to full yom of all places. I might put that on the slides, but look in 62 in the second paragraph. There's a mission full yom paragdal mission Zion. Okay. Where a person donates something, he takes truma from a certain thing, and he says when it's taken, when I get, his truma comes out of a place where it was, b'shalom. Okay. And it was in a pit or somewhere, a storage place where things broke, whatever the details are. So it came out, but it came out tummy. So there was no shever, none of it was lost, none of it spilled out, none of it got lost. But does that count? Because it's tummy. So Shimon Omer Afkin Atum says Machokas of Shimon Tanakama. Does that count as not coming b'shalom? So he says Mavur Mizet the Tanakama Shimon Pligi Baras Mil Shalom. Tanakama Shalom is Enamal Nishpa Nishpa. Tanakama says Shalom means physically, as long as it didn't break and nothing spilled and so on. There's no chisvan on the guf atruma. Then it's called shalom, but if it became tameh, that can still shaper be called the shalom. Okay. However, and Rav Shimon disagrees. And in our case, Shalom b'shalom, he meant shalom physically, and therefore, despite this great tragedy, we're not going to say the same thing. We're going to say nevertheless, he has to pay up, and that's what he quotes the Rambam Paskins that way. And he's regarding the case of the truma. And the last paragraph, 62, we write to Nachson Hididon, the Mahomer Leel, the Ishana Mechuy Lusham El Dal Tamatori. He has to pay up the yeshiva $100. Because the halacha is like the Tanakama, that shalom means physically and doesn't take into account other things. Not only that, but in this case, it's not like the Truma. Because in the case of Truma, once it's tummy, nothing to do with it. No way to retire Truma. Okay, therefore, and that's why Shimon disagrees, but according to Tanakama, he can't do anything. But here, even though the guy married a non-Jewish woman, he could always divorce her. Right, he always convert her. Can the child convert? So mainly he paskin. You have to pay up the $100. But in any event, it's important to know what you're keeping in mind. What you have, the best thing is always to specify everything. I'll close with Soloveitchik used to suggest that when a person gets an aliyah, makes a mishabech with a family and so on, you shouldn't say that. Because very likely when he got the aliyah, he's in a good mood. Had a big aliyah, shlishi, shishi, whatever. He has in mind he's going to give $180 to the shul. That's what he has in mind. But he just tells the Gabbai, say, Matan Alei Sakneses. So, okay, the Gabbai says, Matan Alei Sakneses. That's what he had in mind. He's in a good mood. He's just he had a nice big aliyah. Then it comes a couple weeks later, time to write the check. So he says to himself, I never said $180. Okay, I never pledged on it. I can also give $18, keep my pledge. So it could be that would be a violation of the Ram Shabalev, which it's talking, maybe the Ram Shabalev is Dvarim. Soloveitchik said, good idea to specify. And in general, you see from here, all of this is a good idea to specify in an edder what you mean and what you don't mean, because you end up in trouble. And certainly when it comes to tzedakah, if you want to make it a condition and you want the nedder to be canceled without being met, then you better specify exactly what the nedder is for. Then you can at least have a taras and dharma on such a nedder. Okay, I wish everybody a guten Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rabbi, thank you.
Shabbos.
Shabbos, thank you.